afternoon, this is Kitchell Cook, and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Well, as some of the listeners may know, I work on the Square Kilometre Array Telescope, and we're having a big meeting at the head office, which is at Jodrell Bank in South Manchester in the UK, and this place is just crawling with astronomers and interesting people and data scientists of all kinds. And I found one here who's part of a very, very interesting astronomical telescope project, and his name is Mr. Jeff Cantor. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Good afternoon, Kit.
Now, you work on the large-scale data for a very interesting brand-new telescope. Now, there's a lot of telescopes that have been built recently. This one's in Chile, and it's called the Large Synoptic Survey Telescope. Please tell us something about this extraordinary instrument.
So the LSST is, as you said, an optical telescope. We're building it in northern Chile, about 4 hours north of Santiago, near the town of La Serena, where our parent organization, AURA, has an observatory already there for many years, decades. This is a new telescope. It's an 8.4-meter, three-mirror system. It has an extremely exquisite large camera. And as a survey telescope, we don't accept PI proposals. We just take pictures of the sky.
So what is a survey?
So a survey is basically, in our case, a large set of very high-resolution pictures of the southern visible skies from Chile. We tile the sky about every 3 nights. We
get so this picture. Means that you take a photograph of the whole sky.
We take many photographs that, when we assemble them together, cover the whole sky, and many photographs of the same spot in the sky.
And why would anybody want to do this?
So by taking all of these photographs of the same spot, we can actually digitally add the photographs together. So if we have 1,000 pictures of one spot, instead of a 15-second exposure, we effectively get a photograph that is equivalent to a 15,000-second exposure. And by digitally removing the noise and amplifying the signal, we get detections of extremely faint, very, very distant objects.
I see. And what kind of things are you actually looking for?
So we hope, by taking this comprehensive survey of the sky at such a depth, actually 13 billion light years of depth.
13 billion? That's like almost the beginning of time.
The estimates of the Big Bang are that it was 13.6 billion years ago. So that would mean we're looking at the universe close to the time of the Big Bang. And because an object that is 13 billion light years away, if you can photograph it, the light that you're seeing left that object 13 billion years ago. So you're looking back in time. And because we have the whole sky and all of the objects intervening, we can basically look back into the history of the universe all the way back to 13 billion years ago.
Okay, so these objects that you talk about that are extremely, extremely old, beyond our comprehension, what are they?
Typically, they're distant galaxies. When you're going out that far, what you're seeing is a galaxy. And we can explore lots of things with this catalog of so many. We'll have billions of objects in our catalog, trillions of observations of those objects. So we'll be able to look at how those galaxies are distributed in structures across the universe. We'll be able to look at how they have evolved over time. So we'll get a really big picture, almost a moving picture of the universe as it's evolved.
And when you say pictures, these aren't, you know, things that you hang on a wall. I mean, how do people interpret or look at these pictures?
So a typical LSST image from our camera is 3.2 gigapixels. So to get an idea of that, if you wanted to display an LSST image on conventional television sets, you'd need 1,500 HD TVs in order to display one image.
Oh, my goodness. But you'd only see it with two eyes. So
that's
you'd
right.
have to be in a very big room.
That's right. And in most cases, the scientists that are using this data aren't visualizing or looking at the images in their full resolution. They're applying statistical analyses software to it, or they're applying transformations to the data and manipulating the data and then looking at the results of that.
Okay, so it's not like looking at jolly postcards and holiday snaps, nothing like that. So I've just been talking to Jeff Cantor. Thank you very much for talking to us about the LSST, the Large Synoptic Survey Telescope there in Chile. And for now, this is Kitchell Kirkham wishing us lovely, dark, clear skies.